Joined now on the pregame show by Connor Hyzak, one of the mainstays in the River Dogs lineup. And Connor, things have turned around for the team. They've turned around for you after a little bit of a slow start. But for you individually, what's clicked to allow you to kind of get going here?
Just keeping it simple. I mean, just really just finding a plan every day, executing it, and keeping it as simple as possible. And that goes for like a lot of the guys in lineup now too. It's just taking it day by day, pitch by pitch, and good things have been happening for us recently.
Now, that sounds simple, but obviously that's a lot easier said than done, especially considering the youth of this group. You're in a unique position where you're one of two guys with Wu who played in college. You're the oldest guy in the lineup at 23. How much have you been able to maybe help some of the younger guys, especially with that mental side?
For sure. I mean, I try to be a leader here and lead by example a little bit, but also just offering 2 cents to guys that look for it or look like they need it maybe, and just being there for them. And they do the same for me too if I look like I need it too. So it's been a good go of it right now, and we're clicking, so it's nice.
No doubt about that. Now, second year as a pro for you, first full season, first spring training. How was all that, and just how much have you learned between draft day and where you are now?
I mean, it's still the game of baseball, so it's what I love doing. It's a lot, obviously. It's day to day, and you got to come ready to go every day, and mentally, physically, all of it. So it's a big task at hand, but at the same time, I get to do what I love, and it's play the game of baseball, so it's nice.
No doubt about that. We were talking before we started rolling the interview about your time at Mississippi State and how that's kind of prepared you for the stage of being in the pros. Down there, they packed the place. The media coverage is crazy. It's the SEC. How much did you benefit from that?
Oh, it was life-changing. I mean, getting to be there every day for 2 years and experience the dude and what it's really like there. It's unbelievable. It's one of one. And I mean, there's really nothing like it in the country. So it was a blessing for me.
Now, when you came in your first season there, junior year, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't play every day.
Right.
And in today's day and age, I think a lot of guys would have said, okay, I didn't play every day. I'm going to pack it up. I'm going to go somewhere and take the easy way out. Mm-hmm. You stuck around. You were rewarded for that. What kind of got you through that first season and maybe big picture pushed you to that successful senior season?
I mean, the guys in the locker room obviously won. The coaching staff is unbelievable. And they told me every day, just take it day by day. And I just attacked every day, tried to get better. And it paid off my senior year. I wouldn't change anything. You know, from the transfer from VCU to Mississippi State, not playing, like, I wouldn't change a thing. It honestly, I mean, it made me want it that much more. And it's definitely worked out so far.
No doubt about that. Now, with a few recent additions to the roster, you've got Theo Gillen, Brylaire Guerrero, and I know we were talking about that leadership piece, but you know, obviously Theo is a young guy that you can probably relate to a little bit because you know he speaks a little more English than Brylaire, but a guy with a lot of talent. How much have you worked with him maybe a little bit? I know we talked about the mental side, but just being a pro.
For sure. I mean, obviously he's a young kid, so I mean, there's going to be times where he might need some guidance, and I mean I think it's a really perfect situation where he can benefit from a guy like me, and but I mean really it's just I enjoy watching him go out there and play and just be the best version of him as well. So it's been awesome playing with him.
Now, looking ahead for you, kind of what specifically are you working on in terms of your approach, your swing at the plate, anything specific that we can kind of look for?
It's gonna sound really simple, but I mean swing at the good pitches and not swing at the bad ones. I mean it's pretty cut and dry, but I feel like I'm in a good place where if I just stick to that, I mean, good things are going to happen. Just seeing it a little bit now, and I'm looking forward to just keep rolling.
One thing with your at-bats is it seems like you're really strong as the counts get deeper and as the pitcher's continuing to throw more pitches. As a guy gets deeper in an at-bat, what's benefited you deep in counts?
Honestly, I'll take it back to my time at Mississippi State. It's just we really emphasize the importance of not giving up bats away and just, I mean, fighting with 2 strikes and just going to war. It makes a base hit with 2 strikes that much more sweet. Like, you're on the ropes, but you got them. It's just, instead of just, you know, folding and letting a bat go away, it just means that much more. And it's just, you're just fighting for your next guy in line. Like, it's just pass the bat and good things will happen.
Last one, a quick one. Biggest goal for the rest of the year?
I'll just be as consistent as I can. Coming out every day with a positive attitude, getting my good work in, and end of the day, having fun. That's about it.
Keep it simple. Have fun. Yep. Connor, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate it.